Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out, being on the podcast. We got some news today, huh? Kayla Williams is officially a Bear. I mean, I guess technically he was already officially a Bear, but he signed his contract, so now he's good to go. And this was expected. The rookie contracts now, they've changed the rules. It's not as crazy as it was 10 years ago. With the slotting, or I guess 12 years ago, God, I'm old. The slotting now, you already know like what the deal is. You know that it's 4 years, $39 million. That's what the number one pick gets. $25.5 million for Caleb. How and when it's distributed will be interesting if we get details on that. But the most important part is he's in the fold and ready to go. And practice is starting, and they're going to have their quarterback. There's no wasted days. There's no Caleb watch. I didn't think that we would have a Caleb watch. I did get a text message from an NFL source kind of explaining to me who was doing the negotiation, because Caleb was being advised by a longtime NFL agent, but the agent wasn't representing Caleb. And the law firm that is representing Caleb apparently got the deal done to his satisfaction, and now he's in the house, and Roma Dunze is in the house. For those of you who think, well, they did this for Hard Knocks. They didn't do it for Hard Knocks, but I'm sure Hard Knocks was there, because that's the point of them being documentarians, to document the things that are happening, not to create them. I don't know why it's such a hard concept for people, but it apparently is. And I do think that someone hit me up on Twitter, and I think that they're right. The level of media literacy and the how easily people will believe conspiracy is really odd. The power that people think that HBO has. And let me just say that if the NFL wanted drama, why wouldn't they wait until it was a more televised show like the Hall of Fame game? Like, why wouldn't they wait until that? Because the football part of it is really important. Caleb wants to be there on time. And so he got a deal done. And now we can get on with him learning the offense, which he got a head start on, with him figuring out the difference between a cadence and doing it with words, which he hasn't done since high school. And we can get on with the Bears starting the next part of their evolution as a franchise, which is great. I don't know if it's going to work. I'm not here to tell you that Caleb Williams is going to be the end-all be-all, because when you look at the hit rate on quarterbacks, it's not as high as you would like. But here's what I can tell you. The Bears have done everything right. And you know it's not me, like me to say that. They've done everything right in this situation. Once they made up their mind that they were going to move on from Justin Fields, everything has been about getting Caleb Williams ready to start on day one. Even moving Justin Fields out, all of that stuff, getting him ready, getting Caleb Williams, saying, hey, man, we're not bringing in some veteran quarterback. We're not going to play this stupid game of, well, he's got to learn, and he'll learn from pick your random Brian Hoyer. He'll learn from Brian Hoyer on how to be a quarterback. No, they feel comfortable that he's already at a good place where he already knows how to play quarterback. So now, the question is whether or not he's going to be good. He signs. Roma Dunze signs. And everything is go. Everything. And now the Bears can just get to the football. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice, like walking into training camp with a new quarterback and all the expectations? Even if he falls short of the expectations, there's nothing, there's no impediment. There's nothing in the way of him being able to kind of take this thing over. And we'll see if it works. I really hope that it does. It would be great. It would be fun to be, yeah, I've been watching the receiver series on Netflix, and it's seeing Amon-Ra St. Brown make fun of his brother because the Bears are bad has been a thing. And even the St. Brown family talking like, yeah, you know, Bears are not good. I would think that the Bears are at least in a better position now to be competitive, and that makes things a lot better. It's a lot easier and a lot more fun. I would also say that Chicago probably needs this, and unfortunately Chicago needing this, I think, has led to there's even more pressure because Chicago needs this that I think would have been on because it's the Bears and the Bears are so popular. I want to get into that. Let's talk about that next.
I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water, and he absolutely loved it. And now, when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badland Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we are at the All-Star break. The Cubs are kind of hanging in there a little bit with that last week where they went 5-2. This is what I thought they'd go, by the way. So they go 5-2, sweeping Baltimore, splitting with the Cardinals. And while they're still under 500, and I'm not sure if they're good, the cool part is, you're starting to see some good signs. Ian Happ has been on, a 40-day heater. Michael Bush has been really good. We've seen a little bit more pop from Dansby Swanson, or as we like to say, Dansby Swanson. Christopher Morel with 2 home runs on Sunday. And by the way, I didn't get a chance to talk about this on the air because I'm technically on vacation. What's wrong with Jim Edmonds? What you so mad at? Like, Morel's home run celebration, he had 2 home runs in a game, in an important game for the Cubs. First of all, hitting 2 home runs in a game, you get to dance and celebrate a little bit. There was nothing untoward about what he did. He didn't stand there at home plate and then shoot a fake arrow at the pitcher and then moon the pitcher and then go around the bases. He celebrated like he usually does. He took a little look at it. He hit it a long way, and he went around the bases. I don't know what Jim was so mad about. Was he mad that he couldn't fake like he was going to catch it and then catch it? Couldn't slow play it like he usually did when he was out in the outfield? What a strange thing to get mad at. Like a really strange thing to get mad at. So anyway, the Cubs are still sitting there, 4 games under .500. 8.5 games back. They're still in last place. Things have gotten better when you start looking at the wild card for them. They've won 7 out of their last 3. They've gone on a couple of streaks. But it lets you know the hole that they have dug themselves in. They got a lot of work to do. And so it's stressful. The White Sox are bad. They're the first team is 7. Like, I know that we know that they're bad, but I'm gonna say the White Sox record, because you might not have even been paying attention. The White Sox are 27-71. 27-71. These fools have won 28% of their games. We're almost at the 100-game mark, and they're abysmal. And maybe things are going to get better, but I feel like it's a long road to it getting better. I'm glad Garrett Crochet got to be an all-star. I felt like he deserved it. I hope that he isn't just given an arbitrary pitch limit. I hope that they see the fatigue and that's it. Like, I want him to show them that he's tired. But I do like what they did at the end of the first half. Go out there, pitch a couple of innings, get an opportunity to pitch in the All-Star game, be the last guy to pitch in the rotation when you come back. That's an easy way to be smart about an innings limit. And I'm using air quotes because you can't see me. It's strange. I'm literally doing it. But things are bad. The sky, Angel Reese is super interesting and really good. And as I keep saying, people, and no one will listen to me, Kennedy Carter is actually really good too and deserves to be an all-star. Whatever. The sky themselves are not very good. And now that the streak is over for Angel Reese, what you're watching is, will they have enough in them to make a run at that like last playoff spot? The Bulls are in this bizarre flux of trying to figure out what direction to go and if that direction has to do with Zach LaVine being on the team or him not being on the team. For the record, I'm okay with Zach being on the team because I think you have to rehabilitate his image. I think that he has to play good for anyone to care and want to trade him without you having to give up another asset, which I do not want them to do. So here are the Bears. And we joke all the time in sports radio that if teams are not good, then they're just building a bridge to training camp. Well, now we're here. Now we're at training camp, and I love that when I go back to work next week, I'm not going back to, is Caleb going to sign? Is he going to be behind the eight ball because he didn't sign his contract? We don't have to worry about any of that shit. It's just ball. It's how practice is going. How is practice going? Good, and even that is not always a great indicator. Then we'll get to the Hall of Fame game. Oh, how did he look for his 3 snaps or whatever that he takes in the Hall of Fame game? And that won't be a great indicator. It'll be the best thing that we have, but that won't be a great indicator. And then the other preseason games and so on and so forth until we get to September and we can see what it looks like when they're game planning with him and other teams are game planning against him. But there is a lot of pressure on the Bears as a whole and on Caleb. But it feels like to me that he's made of strong stuff, and I hope that it's not just a front. It feels like he has been ready for this for a long time. I do worry about what it's like when things go badly, when you're going to have rocky moments. Even CJ Stroud, like, the beginning of the season wasn't perfect for him. Things got better. How do you handle that in those moments when things get bad? And are you ready for what NFL defenses are going to throw at you? The answer is no, initially. But throughout Caleb's career, there looks to have been, he has the ability to learn. But this is going to be different. Dave Wannstedt pointed it out last week, and I think it's a really good point. The fronts that he saw in college are not what he's going to see in the pros. He won't have as much time. Now, Caleb's arm strength, his arm talent, leads you to believe that even if he doesn't have, even if things speed up, he can get the ball where he needs to go. But he won't have as much time in the pocket as he did when he was at USC. And we'll see how he handles that. How quickly will he adjust and go, okay, I got it now. You know, will it take a couple of games for him to go, I've got the speed of this now. And now I know when that clock goes off in my head, when to get the ball out, that sort of thing. There's a lot of pressure on him. For real, for real. But it's all good news, man. Rome's in. Caleb's in. Bears are ready to work. What could be better than that? I'll have more football stuff for you because I'm at SEC Media Days. I hope you check it out, and you should check out the last pod too. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.